PG Office Systems post-game show, and also pleased to be joined by GM and head coach Mark Lamb for the final final time down at ice level. And coach, I guess a heartbreaker to put it lightly, maybe. Just how are you feeling right now, coach?
Yeah, you know, feeling awful. Awful for the guys, awful for everybody. You know, once we got into the playoffs and, you know, we started feeling it, we really believed. And so it's a shocker right now.
I just want to offer congratulations to you. I think that from the coaching staff to the players, you guys just did a marvelous job this season. And I know it's gut-wrenching. I know you're not feeling great because of how it ended. But there is one word, and we've talked about this in the past, but there's one word that comes out for this Cougar team and how you are with the players, and that is you are one proud coach.
Yeah, I think I'm really proud. I'm really proud of the organization. I'm really, really proud of, you know, how far we've come. And, you know, that's the feeling that you get when you know you're good. And I know the players are really hurting right now, and they should. You know, because, you know, you're building this and you're getting the right people here, and it really hurts to lose. And this group really does hurt to lose. And that's a great compliment to this group.
How special was this group? I mean, it's really, you know, you look not just on ice how good this team was, but off the ice. I mean, these are 26 plus kids that just seem all like unbelievable human beings. Like, just, can you just talk about this group a little bit, Mark, and how special it really is?
Well, when you get a group like this, it's one of the reasons that you win. You don't win with a group of players that don't care about each other and aren't going to work for each other. And that's the process that we've put in. You know, the organization has put in, you know, getting good people and good players in here, and you can see the benefit of that. You know, you put a good team on the ice, and they care and they work hard, and you know, that's the start of something. We built something now, and we're not going to turn around and go the other way. It's going to keep building.
You knew how close this was going to be. You knew when game six would be like this, and when you have two teams so close right at the top, how do you try to put that into perspective when you're preparing? And you had said before the series, we talked before, when you're preparing for the Portland Winterhawks, it's like preparing for the Prince George Cougars because of the similarities.
Yeah, you know, and that's the Final Four. Once you get to this spot, you got to do, it's all the little things. It's paying the price. It's and we did. But to get over that hump and really win, it gets a lot harder. And I think the guys really seen that, how hard it is right now and how hard it will be moving forward. And when you get a taste of that, and I think our whole dress room, the young kids that we've had around here, they got a real taste of that, what it really takes to win.
Let's talk about this game a little bit, because, boy, you know, I think that's game of the year, despite the result, you know, watching it and how entertaining it was. Can you just maybe take me through just a crazy game, obviously, and probably a whirlwind of emotion, goaltending battle, physical, had everything tonight?
Yeah, it was a hell of a game. And, you know, when it goes, you know, that far into overtime, anything can happen. And, you know, Ravensbergen was unbelievable. And, you know, the shot that goes in, he saved 10 of them that were way better than that, right? You know, and that's just the way it is. We had a scoring chance at the other end to end it. They come down and score. That's hockey right there. You just got to find a way to get on the other side of these. Our dressing room had a really good look of what it takes to win.
And also almost lost in the shuffle, the no goal that was a goal. You and members of the PG Cougars went to the dressing room after the second period thinking it was a 0-0 tie. A lot of people did. And then you have to come back and watch the review, and the puck just went in by such a small margin. I mean, that must have been a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, thinking that it was 0-0 at that time, and then it turned out to be 1-0.
Yeah, we didn't. I was in the dressing room. I had already went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden it's 1-0. I was like, holy man, we didn't have, you know, we had to go. We had no timeouts left, and, you know, that's the rules, and we had to play hockey again.
Okay, I guess it's a good time to bring up the 20-year-olds, right? You know, you think of these graduating 20-year-olds, it's always tough to see. Obviously, it's one chapter ending and another one beginning, but I guess we'll go through them. I guess we'll start with Chase Pauls, a guy that you acquire just after Christmas, and Steady Eddie on your back end.
Yeah, great addition for us. You know, just a big guy back there that plays a very simple game, and he really integrated himself in that dressing room. He's a very popular guy because he's a really good guy, you know, and, you know, he added a lot to our team. And then, you know, Funk, what can you say about him? He had an outstanding season and, you know, signed an NHL contract and probably couldn't have went any better for him. Hudson Thornton, our captain, you know, he was here right through the whole rebuild. And there's a guy that wears a PG Cougar, very proud, and very proud of Hudson, how he, you know, held himself and on and off the ice and led this team. And, you know, we didn't think we were going to get him. You know, he was going to go to school, and we kept working at it. And, you know, he was a huge, huge part of this organization. He is right now, and he will be moving forward. You know, there's a few guys here that really did a lot of good things in teaching the guys how to win.
Yeah, and, you know, you take a look at a 30-year history for the Prince George Cougars, and I know the Cougars have been to the Western Conference Final four times, but I don't think it's even arguably. This was the best Prince George Cougars team that we've ever seen. How much does that mean to you, being the architect of putting this all together?
Well, it means a lot, because that's where you want to get to. You know, so when you look back at it, you know, you put a good team together. You knew you did the right thing. And all this does is make me hungrier, you know, and I think it should make everybody hungrier, because, you know, you're close, but that yet so far. There's another series, and we made so many strides, but we can't look back.
Yeah, piggybacking off that comment, you know, there was a trophy ceremony going on, and I would say pretty much the whole team sat there and watched it and let that sink in, again, to develop the hunger, I think. And you look at next year, and it's so exciting when you look at this group next year and all the possibilities still a little bit away. But, yeah, I think it's a great point. Just it seems like a hungry group already.
Yeah, you got to feel it, you know. You got to learn how to you just don't learn how to win. You're just not a winner. You got to go through a lot of obstacles, and you got to go through disappointment. And this team is going through a lot of disappointment right now. Because they were so good, you know. That's the disappointment that they're learning.
I imagine this is one of the most difficult interviews to do because of the circumstances of how it ends, and maybe we should let you have the final word. Yeah. Anything that, you know, maybe we haven't asked you, but maybe right now I want you to realize there's a lot of Prince George Cougar fans that are listening. They're in their cars. They're in their homes. They are out of Prince George. There's a lot of fans listening, so I think it's only appropriate on our last broadcast of the season, you have the final word, whatever you want to say to the Prince George Cougar fans.
Well, you know, what I want to say is, you know, the team is a great team, and it's a fun team to coach, and it's a fun team to watch. And what everybody's seen this year was, you know, probably a pretty good glimpse of what's going to happen around here in the next year, in the next couple years. And I don't like to get too far ahead of myself at all, as you guys know, because there's a lot of things that can happen. Right now, looking at it, it's very positive, but now you got the summer. And the summer, you know, starts the summer, and kids are at home, and they're doing, you know, they get on their training programs and stuff, and sometimes they don't train as hard as they should, or so it's so important that these kids, you know, train hard in the summer, and the way it looks and the type of group we have, I think they're going to be really hungry coming back to training camp. So the future is very bright.
Mark, great way to end it. I just want to thank you for myself personally for all of your help and support throughout the season, doing these interviews with us all year long. Seriously, we greatly appreciate it. I think we should mention another congratulations, Coach of the Year, yes. Executive of the Year for the WHL. You deserve it, my friend, and congratulations on an unbelievable season.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.